Episode number 1613 of the Too Lazy to Register an Account podcast. Thanks for joining us. I'm your host, Angel Sims. How is everyone doing? Let's get to it with today's topic, Gay Republican.
This fake podcast has some fake sponsors, so please listen to the following advertisement which will now be selected at random from a row in our database. This episode is sponsored by
Podbot.ai. Podbot.ai is an artificial intelligence-powered podcast maker, which lets you share your content with the world. In this episode, CNN visits early voting state New Hampshire, where Jim Morgan is challenging his party over its position on gay marriage. The Log Cabin Republicans of New Hampshire, the branch that Jim Morgan chairs, has endorsed President Donald Trump's re-election, as has the National Log Cabin Republicans, billed as the largest national organization representing LGBTQ Republicans and their allies. The National Log Cabin Republicans are LGBT-affirming Republicans. This cyclia's endorsements from the National Log Cabin Group reveal the stark divisions between LGBTQ Republicans and their allies. In 2012, Log Cabin Republicans were criticized by advocates of gay rights and marriage equality for endorsing Republican candidates who supported new restrictions on gay Americans' legal rights, and for maintaining existing laws and policies that discriminated. One LGBT activist stated it was a disgrace that a closeted gay man would be aligned with the GOP, which has been fighting against gay rights. Opposing gay and lesbian equality is incompatible with Republican Party's central principles of small government and individual liberty, adding fuel to the millennials' dismissal of anti-gay policies. Rudy Oheftering believes his party will continue to turn younger adults away from the GOP unless it starts embracing common-sense non-discrimination protections for gays and transgenders. That is why Rudy Oheftering, a successful business owner and lifelong Republican, is calling on members of his party to support common-sense non-discrimination protections for gay and transgender people, both in his home state of Texas and across the nation. Rudy Oheftering is not surprised more and more conservatives are starting to accept evidence-based non-discrimination protections for gays and transgender people, partly because they are good for business and good for the economy. In fact, Rudy Oheftering, who is openly gay, has held a number of leadership positions in his party, and has worked hard to get his party to accept gays and transgender people, something that, in his view, is consistent with conservative values. George Santos points to 47 Republicans, of 211 in all, voting over the summer to defend same-sex marriage as proof that his party is moving in the right direction on LGBTQ issues. The New York Times says George Devolder Santos, who holds the seat covering parts of Queens and Long Island, has brushed off some details about his employment history. George Devolder Santos, who became the first openly gay Republican elected to Congress in November as an unincumbent, allegedly embellished parts of George Devolder Santos' resume and bio, omitting details of his personal history, according to a New York Times expose. George Santos was the first gay Republican elected to Congress who was not open about it from the start. Predecessors Steve Gunderson and Jim Colby came out when they were already in office. George Santos also would only be the third openly gay Republican member of Congress, following past representatives Jim Colby from Arizona and Steve Gunderson from Illinois. Santos would be the first openly gay Republican elected to the House. A handful of other candidates came out after being elected. George Santos defeated another gay man, Robert Zimmerman, Democrat, in the race for the congressional seat in November. George Santos is poised to be the only openly gay Republican member of Congress, after the other gay candidate conceded early Wednesday in an historic election. George Santos, who is seeking the seat of a U.S. congressman, may have lied about his work history and other statements on the campaign trail, according to a New York Times investigation. The first openly gay Republican elected to Congress, George Santos defeated Democrat Robert Zimmerman in what is believed to be the first general election race for congressional seats between two openly gay candidates. He also noted that the Republican Party had nominated him to Congress the previous two cycles, knowing that he was gay. Republican presidential candidates have also wanted to see a gay man speak at conventions, as has Dole's campaign's open call for an LCR endorsement. As Jim Morgan traveled around New Hampshire, he rattled off his record to Republican groups in speeches that felt like an early version of stump speeches. Jim Morgan served as finance chair for his party in 2018, then took over a state branch of Log Cabin Republicans last year. Property records databases for New
York and Nassau counties show no records or deeds associated with George Devolder Santos,
immediate family members, or the Devolder entities, according to the New York Times. George Devolder Santos biographical note in the archived version of the National Republican Congressional Committee's website said that Santos attended New York University, a statement not repeated elsewhere, and which has since been removed from NRCC's Santos page. The historic election was itself historically significant, being the first in which two openly LGBTQ candidates nominated by the major parties ran against each other in the general election for a federal office. In 2018, voters opted to elect Chris Pappas, a Democrat, who is New Hampshire's first member of Congress to openly identify as a gay man. In 2018, six siblings of Republican Paul Gosar endorsed his Democratic opponent in a midterm election for a district of Arizona's far-right politician's house.
Episode 1613 has come to an end. We hope you enjoyed it. If you did, please like and subscribe. My name is Angel Sims. Adios.